Welcome to the Red Light Report,
your number one source for all things red light therapy,
where you will learn how to optimize your health, wellness, and longevity with the power of photobiomodulation. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Belkowski.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back, and thanks for joining me on another solo-sode of the Red Light Report. Today, we're going to get into this new red light therapy treatment protocol paradigm or ecosystem that I've built. We'll go a little more into detail about that, and you guys can have access to that as of today. So that's very exciting. That's been basically a 6 month plus passion project. And I tell you what, it's taken a lot of time and energy to get to this point. So I'm excited to finally release it to you guys. And we'll cover some more interesting information at the end, some research, I should say, at the end to cap off this solo-sode. But before we get started, I want to bring, and I usually end my episodes with, if you'd be so kind and generous, and if you feel like if this information has impacted you, please leave a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And I bring that up now because I'm hoping the person that left this review on Apple Podcasts would be so kind as to make the adjustment. And I'll tell you what I mean. And this caught my eye. I randomly checked them just to see if people are leaving reviews. And quite frankly, it's difficult to get podcast reviews. It's not like you can get a couple of reviews every day or accumulate, 10 or a couple dozen in a week. And I'm sure some high influence individuals or podcasts certainly get that. But in general, it's difficult to accumulate those reviews. And of course, those reviews, they help boost your podcast ranking and all that stuff. So that's what it's about. Of course, for me, it's not like I'm trying to monetize my information or my podcast, because as you can clearly tell, it's not monetized. There's no ads or paid promotions or stuff like that. But it certainly does help get your podcast ranked higher in the algorithms and all that good stuff. So that's truly the reason why I do that, is just to get this podcast more exposure so this information can get more exposure. Again, it's not about me. It's about this information about light, about methylene blue, about carbon 60, about all of the interesting information that, the various experts and guests I have on. So that information can get out to the vast majority, or at least people who listen, because more people need to know about these well-kept secrets, we'll call them. So again, it's kind of difficult to accrue reviews, so that's why I always ask for them. But again, there was this review that caught my eye, and with my first initial look through of it, I couldn't tell if right off the bat it was like a facetious review, like someone saying, oh, I really love this podcast, but I'm going to give you a 1-star review because haha, or something like that, because that's the thing with reviews, is like either people love them and they're going to give you the 5-star, or there's people that go out of their way to kind of pull you down. And that's the same thing with like product reviews or company reviews. 9 times out of 10, the people that are going to speak the loudest are those that aren't happy versus those that are happy. It's like you feel like you got what you deserved, or you got what you paid for, so to speak, if it's a product. So you're not going to necessarily shout from the rooftops. Whereas if you're a disgruntled customer for whatever reason, you will find the highest mountain and scream at the top of your lungs. And that's just nature of the beast. That's just human nature. But regardless, again, I couldn't tell if this was a facetious review until I read the whole thing a couple of times. And on Apple Podcasts, because on Spotify, you can only leave a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5-star review. You can't leave a testimonial, so to speak. But on Apple Podcasts, of course you can. And so this person left a written review, and the title is, I cannot love it more. And this, the handle name, if you're listening, if this person's listening, the handle name is Ribly, R-I-B-L-Y. And again, it's titled, I cannot love it more, with exclamation points. And they go on to say, Dr. Mike is fantastic, and the Red Light Report is an amazing wealth of information that I can't get enough of. Exciting news, superb products, and his passion for sharing and educating the masses about red light therapy and so much more is priceless. Take control of your health, wellness, and longevity right here. Thank you, Dr. Mike, for this podcast. And then the emoji with like the praying hands and a heart emoji. And so I bring that up because this person left a glowing review, and whomever left this, I greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your kind words. But if you could go back and change it from a 1-star review to a 5-star review, that would be over the moon for me. And so I'm not sure if this was just like your finger slipped, or like, you know, Apple fumbled or technology fumbled and it gave a 1-star review instead of a 5, or if the person that left this review just happened to think that 1 meant like number 1 versus 5. So Ribley, thank you again. You know, I love your support. I love your kind words. If you could go back and make that a 5-star review, I'd greatly appreciate that. And this is just more or less to put it out there for whoever else feels compelled to leave a review. Just make sure 1 is like a 1-star you would give a movie, or versus a 4 or 5 star is the highest rating. So for future review leavers, you've been notified. But again, I thank every single one of you that have gone out of your way, whether to leave a written testimonial or just simply to click the 4 or 5 stars that you feel this podcast deserves. I appreciate it. So I just wanted to make that public service announcement. Ribley, not to call you out, but again, I appreciate your kind words and for even taking the time to leave that review. But let's move along to the main topic of discussion. So like I mentioned, I've been spending the better part of 6 to 8 months just drilling and grilling and vetting the photobiomodulation research. Because like I mentioned last week, I think I took a rather deeper dive than I intended to when I gave you guys a brief synopsis of the red light therapy protocol ecosystem. So some of this is going to be repetitive, but we'll dive a little deeper nonetheless. So the past 6 to 8 months, I've been grinding and reading the photobiomodulation research, and there's a lot of it. Well over 10,000 articles, probably pushing closer to 12,000 at this point. And there's articles churning out every single day. And of course, you guys know from listening to me, you can't always get all of the nitty-gritty details, like if you want to create a protocol, an accurate protocol, because you need certain specs in order to do so. So when you only have the abstract, a lot of times it's not going to include that necessary information. Sometimes it does, but most of the time it doesn't. So even though there's 10 to 12,000 articles, all of them aren't necessarily needing to be read or give you the relevant information required or necessary to produce a protocol. But regardless, the articles that are available, the ones that you can read and get the details, then you have to synthesize whether or not this article or this study got a positive effect. Because of course, I don't want to provide or develop protocols for you guys that didn't lead to positive results. So then you have to dig through the research and see if this article got a positive result. Well, a lot of them get negative results. So a lot of your time is delving into and discerning which ones are quote unquote approved. So again, it's kind of a lengthy, arduous process to get all of this accomplished. And at the end of the day, what I've built is a compendium, seems to be my new favorite word, a compendium of conditions that got positive results with red light therapy using red and or near infrared light. Some of them even, I think, have some blue light or others. But so what I developed here is a document with all of these conditions, a couple hundred, I don't know the exact number. So there's a column on the far, far left. And so I guess before I even get into this part of the ecosystem, what is available to you guys now is on the BioLite website. If you want access, essentially what you want access to is this document, because this document is going to provide you the necessary information, specifically the desired dosage that's required to get a positive effect based on what you're trying to treat. And so when we go to the BioLite website, for free, you'll have access to this calculator. So if you're savvy enough and you can read through the research, you don't necessarily need to pay to play, so to speak. You can dig through the research and come up with these protocols on your own. But it is a relatively arduous process. You need to be somewhat savvy with PubMed and those types of websites that have research. And then you need to discern if it's a positive result or not, so on and so forth. But again, you're going to have access to this calculator on the BioLite website. And I changed the tab from calculator to protocols. So if you click the protocols website, popping up is going to be this calculator, and you need to enter only 2 variables. 1 is light irradiance. 1 is desired dosage. Light irradiance is in milliwatts per centimeter squared. On all these product pages on BioLite and other companies, that's the measurement. It's going to be milliwatts per centimeter squared. And you don't need a distance variable because the light irradiance inherently has part of that distance, or has the distance as part of its measurement. Most measurements are made at 3 inches or 6 inches, and that'll be discerned, hopefully, on the product page of wherever you got your product from. And so if it's at 6 inches, well, then you're going to want to do your treatment at 6 inches, because that's the light irradiance you're going to be typing into this calculator. If the company or the product has multiple measurements, then you can kind of choose. You can plug and play with this calculator, whether it's at 0 inches or 3 or 6 or 12, what have you. But again, I would use the distance that the light irradiance was measured at. So that's the first variable you have to enter. And then the second variable, again, is desired dosage. That's joules per centimeter squared. And that's where you're going to have access to this document that has, again, a couple hundred conditions. And I'll be adding to this document or updating this document on a weekly basis. And so that's why this new protocol ecosystem will be a subscription versus a flat fee. And that's because as I'm churning through the research that's coming out or that I have to catch up on, I'll be adding and updating protocols literally on a daily or at the very least a weekly basis. So by paying for a subscription, you are paying to have access to this document that is literally being updated, and you will have the instantaneous updates as they happen. And so this is a win-win as the user being you and me, the person developing this or you know, adding to the arsenal of the protocols, is now instead of me having to develop this hard copy in the digital world, like an ebook, instead of me having to develop a copy of these protocols every 6 months or every 12 months, and that gets to be a very laborious task on its own, now, as I'm going through the research, I can simply enter into this Google Doc. It's in a Google Sheets form. I can simply go there, add stuff as I'm reading it, and you, the user, will get that information as soon as I add it. So you're going to be up to date, the most up to date as possible, because again, I'm literally getting emails on a daily basis from PubMed about the newest research on various photobiomodulation topics that are being reported on, or the studies that are coming out. So again, by paying for the subscription, you're paying to have access to this document that is instantaneously or on a consistent basis, week in and week out, being added to. You're essentially paying for that access. So what this product is also, is there's a little learning module that goes along, because I want people to really understand how to utilize this protocol ecosystem. For a lot of people, it's probably intuitive. You just go to the protocols tab that I mentioned, type in the light irradiance of your product, or simply go to this Excel page, which you'll probably want to have bookmarked or just have the tab open on your computer so that you can have quick access to these metrics. For example, if I want to treat, let's say, autism, well, here it is on top. Let's see, autism wavelength is 850, and they used 3 joules per centimeter squared. The frequency is about 2 to 5 times a week, and here's the link to the article. So those are the things that are included in this document as well. You have the condition, you have what type of subjects were used. Were they humans? Were they rats? Were they mice? Were they something else? So the nomenclature for that is just simply the first letter in that word. So it's going to be an H for human, R for rat, M for mouse. The next column is the condition. The next column are the wavelength or wavelengths used. The next column is the dosage, the desired dosage. And that's the one you guys will want to be mostly paying attention to. Of course, you'll also want to be paying attention to the wavelengths so that you know if you want to incorporate red and or near infrared.
Well, guys, BioLite has what's called bundles. So simply go to the BioLite website, BioLite.shop, go under products, and there will be a tab for bundles. With each of these bundles, there's three of them, you save 20% off on the entire package. For example, we have the beauty bundle, which includes a shine and stand, a Guardian Plus, and the Longev Revive Cream. So that bundle of three products, you save 20% off the entire package. There's the recovery bundle. That includes the Recharge Plus panel, the Guardian mouthpiece, and then the Longev Recover Cream. And that Recover Cream is just like the Revive Cream, except it has added CBD oil infused into it. That package of three items all comes at 20% off. And then the last bundle, which is the most versatile bundle in the sense that you get to pick and choose what products you want. You get to pick and choose from the Recharge Plus panel, the Restore Plus panel, or the Matrix Full Body Matte. And then you get to choose between the Guardian and Guardian Plus. And then you get to choose between the Revive and the Recover Cream. It also includes the Shine and Stand, so you get to choose between black and silver. By purchasing those four products in the Ultimate Bundle, you save 20% off all of the products. You also save 20% off shipping. So literally, the entire package and shipping is 20% off. So if you're ever needing some red light therapy products and are looking for a discount, just remember, the bundles are always 20% off, 365 days a year, no coupon code necessary.
The subsequent column is frequency, so how many times per week, how many times per month should you be doing this to get a positive result? Again, it's all based on this particular study or article that is cited. And then the next column are our notes, in case there's any additional notes that need to be added. Most of the time there's not, but sometimes there is. And then, of course, the last column is the citation. So if you yourself want to go directly to the article where this protocol was developed, and or you just want to dig a little deeper, then you can just directly access that study through the link. So again, I am making this as easy and as user-friendly as possible. Of course, as time goes on, this ecosystem is just going to be further refined. I'm sure I'll figure out things, or you guys will give me feedback of things I need to add or things I need to change or update or what have you to make this even more user-friendly. So just keep that in mind. Like, this is very much in the beta version, but I've done what I can, and at least to get this MVP out, minimal viable product, so you guys can start using this as soon as possible. But again, I encourage you guys to provide feedback. Again, whether you want to send emails, hit me up through Instagram or LinkedIn, or you just find a way to get a hold of me, or even send messages through the website. And Michelle, the customer service rep, she'll be more than happy to take your notes and get them sent to me. And I'll just continue to update this ecosystem and iterate upon it as frequently as possible to make this experience and make the value as positive as possible for you guys. So that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Because I know there's going to be all types of people that will be using this ecosystem. I know there's just going to be those typical consumers. They bought a red light therapy device, whether it's BioLite or someone else, and they just want to know how to use it. This ecosystem is going to be very user-friendly for that. I know there's going to be people that have med spas or recovery centers, and they're going to want to know how to treat their clients as they're coming in, whether they're using a panel or a red light therapy bed or what have you. Same thing. They're going to want to be able to have individualized treatment options. And then, of course, maybe the most obvious, there's going to be physicians. There's going to be doctors and medical professionals that they're maybe running their own clinic, or they have their own type of business where they're seeing people and they're utilizing red light therapy on a consistent basis, and they want a very nuanced, individualized, effective, research-backed approach to providing red light therapy to their patients. And so this works for all aspects of that. And most importantly, I want to highlight this, and maybe I should have started the whole conversation with this, but I mentioned it last week as well, is that the impetus for me developing this 6 to 8 months ago, I knew I had to go down this path. It's because the current protocol ebook I had was basically centered around a particular singular light irradiance. And so that was great if you had a BioLite panel at that time. But even if you had a BioLite, like a Shine or a Glow, a handheld device, or if you had, let's say, the Matrix or the Cocoon, all those have very different light irradiances, and that necessitates different durations. And that requires different durations based on what you're trying to treat. And so all of this to say is I wanted to create an ecosystem that could work for anyone with any type of red light therapy device. And so that's exactly what I've developed today, or the past half year plus, is it doesn't matter if you have a BioLite device. You can have a device from a different company. It can be a red light therapy bulb. It can be a red light therapy laser. It can be a red light therapy bed. It can be a red light therapy panel. It can be anything from any company, and this ecosystem will work. Again, those two variables take care of that, because the nuances come from the device you have, which thus has a varying or a different light irradiance from product to product, company to company. So that takes care of that, I guess, individualized variable. And then secondarily, you're going to need a different dosage based on what you're trying to treat. Well, there you go. I went through thousands and thousands of articles and came up with a couple hundred. So now you have the correct dosage based on what you're trying to treat, based on the research. So literally anyone trying to treat, at least within these couple hundred conditions, again, that's going to be added to, but anyone with any device can have a effective individualized treatment, which at the end of the day, that's kind of the direction we're trying to go with red light therapy, is make it more nuanced, make it more effective, and at the end of the day, make it more user-friendly. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten questions, and this isn't meant to be negative in any way, but getting questions about how to use their device for a specific condition. And it's like, how many hundreds of times can I answer this question essentially in the same way, by asking, well, what device do you have? What is the light radiance? What are you trying to treat? So now, instead of having to have that conversation, I can funnel people to this ecosystem because it's user-friendly, and now they can literally know how to use their device for what they are trying to specifically treat. And again, if your specific condition isn't here, that's either A, it's literally not in the research, there's no research articles on that specific condition, or I just haven't done it yet. So please bring it to my attention. I can even just do a quick research to see if there's any research available. And if not, then the best thing you can do is find a condition on this list that's as close to what you're trying to treat as possible. Because also remember, and this just takes me back to the couple of conversations I've had with Dr. Praveen Irani on this podcast, and he's a highly respected photobiomodulation expert. And even my conversation with Sarah Turner, we had a great conversation on this exact topic, how photobiomodulation research is not perfect. The way they're reporting is not standardized. Different studies report different variables. Other studies report other variables. There's no apples to apples comparison from study to study to study. So take that into consideration. It's not a cookie cutter treatment. It's very much a spectrum, and just as light is. So that's both a metaphor and literal. So these numbers even aren't the exact numbers that your treatment must be. The wavelengths aren't the exact wavelengths your treatment must be. So if the wavelength says 830, which is near infrared, 830 nanometers, but your device does 850 or 880, don't be dissuaded or feel like you're not going to get an effective dosage. That's just what the authors happen to choose, or that's just what the author's device they utilized happened to have. But don't think that's the end all be all, or you must have it. For some, like the brain, well, you may need a longer wavelength. For the skin, you're certainly going to need a shorter wavelength in the red light spectrum. So take that into consideration as well. It doesn't need to be perfect cookie cutter to the protocol. And even with that being said, we're all individuals. We're all going to respond differently. But this protocol ecosystem will certainly move the needle in the right direction as far as people having more individualized and nuanced treatments from person to person, depending on the device you have, and again, what you're trying to treat. And that brings me to another topic that I've talked about multiple times on this podcast. I can't remember off the top of my head if I mentioned it last week, but the light irradiance conundrum. So you'll see on the protocols page, there's a list of all of the BiLite products in their correlative light irradiance. So you don't have to go searching around the BiLite website or searching for your user manual to discern what the light irradiance of your device is. So if you have a BiLite device, that'll be listed on this protocols page. So I made that easier for you. If you have a different device, a device from a different company, you'll need to find that light irradiance measurement. And I said conundrum because this is where the conundrum begins. 95 to 99% of the red light therapy products on the market today are not third-party tested. And again, if you're a longtime listener, you've heard me say this time and time again. You're probably going to have tears after listening to me say it an umpteenth time. But it needs to be said, because for those new listeners, or even if you've heard it before, it's good to hear it again. If your product isn't third-party tested, the light irradiance that's being reported is more than likely over-embellished or over-inflated. That's been proven. That's not hypothesis. There's been individuals that have the requisite measuring tools, very expensive, high-end tools, to third-party test these devices themselves. And I'm not going to name names, I'm not going to call out companies, but what they have found is that if a company is reporting, let's say, 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared, when it's been third-party tested by other individuals, it may be in the 80s or it may be in the 70s. Other companies say their panels can do 125 or 150 milliwatts per centimeter squared. When third-party tested by individuals, it's down in the 90s, 80s, 70s, sometimes in the 60s. Some companies tout that their panels put out 200 milliwatts per centimeter squared, which is insane if it were actually true. That would be insane if it was that highly powered. That's not even necessary. And again, those products have been third-party tested, and the light irradiance ends up being half or maybe even a third of what the company is reporting on the product page. So this is a lesson in consumerism. This is a lesson in red light therapy. I liken it to, it's essentially like the supplement industry. Unless it's really verified what's in there, you don't know. You just hope when you're buying vitamin C that there's vitamin C in there, or you hope that there's actually that amount of DHA when you're buying that DHA oil, or what have you. You hear what I'm saying? But the supplement industry is notorious for being the wild, wild west. And currently, in the biohacking and anti-aging realms, it's no different. There's very few companies that go out of their way to pay the bucks to third-party test their devices or their supplements or what have you. So just know, if you have a red light therapy device that has not been third-party tested, the light irradiance measurement could be anywhere from 33% less to 150 and some even 250% less than what's being reported on the product page. And this little education I'm giving you now, this is part of the education that's given with this red light therapy protocol ecosystem. And so I just want people to know and to be aware that when you're typing in the light irradiance for your product, if it's not BioLite or if it's not a third-party tested product, that your light irradiance measurement won't be accurate, which will throw off your protocol a little bit or a lot of bit, depending on what product you got. And I actually have, and I want to give props to Jemba Red, who is the other red light therapy company that I know of that does third-party testing. And I've spoken about Andrew, the CEO of Jemba Red, a couple of times, and I want to give him a shout out with his highly informative blogs. And it's his blog on this third-party data deception that really brought this, how erroneous this part of red light therapy is, to the forefront. And so I have a screenshot of exactly what I just spoke about, depicting different brands, what the product page says the light radiance is, and what the peak intensity was actually found to be with the equipment used by this individual who did the third-party testing themselves. And so the percent difference can be anywhere from, let's say, 35%, where the product page for this company, for this product, says it's 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared, but when tested, it's actually 74.2. All the way to other products from relatively popular companies, they report their panel puts out 170 milliwatts per centimeter squared, whereas when it was actually tested, the light radiance was 88.2, which is a 93% difference. And there's other companies that have products where there's 145% difference, 176% difference, a 245% difference. A company has a product that they tout as putting out 142 milliwatts per centimeter squared, but when third-party tested by this individual, it was actually 41. So this whole protocol ecosystem, this whole protocol paradigm that I've built is not only great for a user experience, but it's a great education on the importance of third-party testing, because if it's not, you don't know what you're getting. You don't know really what you're paying for. And another thing that I've seen, and this is really odd, I can't remember the company off the top of my head, I wouldn't say it regardless, but I saw on their product page that they had third-party testing, and they even had the third-party testing results on that product page, or they had a link to go to the third-party testing. I can't remember which one, but the third-party testing said that their light radiance was in the 80s, but on the same product page, on the product page for that exact product that was third-party tested, they still had it marked as it was either like 125 or 150 milliwatts per centimeter squared. So they were conflicting themselves with their own third-party testing. So that's what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's truly ignorance or if it's marketing hype and they're just trying to allure people to their products by saying and touting that they have the highest powered panels or their handheld devices, the most powerful on the market. I keep seeing all over the place that it's the highest power this, it's the most light radiance that. So it must be marketing hype, because if anyone really does any due diligence into red light therapy, just like anything, it all comes down to the dosage. The devil's in the dosage. So saying that you have a higher power device does not equal a more effective treatment. And this treatment paradigm that I've built actually proves that. And I encourage people to go play with the protocols tab, because you can go there and you can type in, I'll just do it right now as I'm speaking to you guys. I'll type in 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared, and let's say my dosage should be 5. The calculator spits out a treatment duration of 50 seconds or 0.83 minutes. Let's pick a more round number. Let's say 10 joules, which would be a pretty high treatment dosage. But if your panel or your device says 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared for a desired dosage of 10 joules per centimeter squared, your treatment duration is 100 seconds or 1.67 minutes. So about like a minute 40. But if we go back to the third-party testing and the light radiance is truly 80, well, now your treatment duration went to 125 seconds or 2.1 minutes. So your treatment went from 140 to, I don't know, let's say 210. So again, that's not like necessarily drastic, but if you increase the dosage, those numbers change even more. Let's say you need to do 20. Let's say we're doing the brain or something that's deeper. Well, now all of a sudden that's a 4.2 minute treatment with 80. Whereas if you type in 100, you're going to be doing 3.5. And I think this also is a good learning lesson for how low light treatments actually are. I know people like to sit in front of their panels for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. And if you're many feet away, maybe that doesn't matter. But if you have AA panel that's touting these high light irradiances, your treatment dosages or your treatment durations are literally in the minutes, the 1 or 2 minutes of treatment for an effective dosage. Whereas if you're using something like the Matrix or the Cocoon, which is a much lower light irradiance, for that same 10-minute, or sorry, that same, we'll even go down to 5 joules of treatment, which if your panel was 100 milliwatts per centimeter squared, a true 100, that's a 50-second treatment. But if you have something like, let's say, the Matrix, which has an intentionally low light irradiance, then that exact same dosage is now up to 38 minutes to get the same dosage, to get the same effect. So just in that comparison alone, you can see how having a different product drastically changes your quote-unquote treatment protocol. And now you can kind of see the value of this treatment protocol ecosystem I've developed, because to get the exact same dosage, a panel, if it truly had 100, which I don't think any of them do, if it truly had 100, your duration for that 5 joules per centimeter dosage is 50 seconds. But if you have a low and slow approach device like the Matrix or the Cocoon, or even some of these higher end like the Novathor has a very low light irradiance, then that exact same dosage is closer to half an hour, 38 minutes for that same 5 joule dosage. All of that to say is light irradiance is important. If it's not third-party tested, again, I advocate for anyone and everyone to go to whichever company you purchase from, if it's not third-party tested, to see if it is, or ask why it's not, or ask if they will be doing it in the future. Because at the end of the day, this isn't about BioLite versus everyone. This is, let's have a bunch of products on the market that the consumers can have an apples-to-apples comparison. Because right now, it's an apples-to-oranges-to-grapefruit comparison, because no one, or I should say 99% of the products out there are not third-party tested. So how are you supposed to compare 3 different panels from 3 different companies if 2 out of the 3 aren't third-party tested? So you don't really know what the legitimate strength, what the legitimate light irradiance of that those panels are. How are you as the buyer supposed to make an educated decision if 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 3 or 5 out of 5 are not third-party tested? Then you're just going on marketing, I suppose, like who has the best marketing, who is saying the best things on the website or what have you, who has the coolest things to say about their products. But again, at the end of the day, we should just have an apples to apples comparison. And it's not about who is better. Like, different products are going to be more beneficial for different people, for different treatments. So that's another aspect of the red light therapy space I think needs to be understood or better portrayed, is there's no one product that's best for every single person. Different people have different needs. They're trying to treat different things. They want to be more efficient with their treatments. Or maybe like the Matrix or the Cocoon, you enjoy the lower and slower approach, or you have the time, you just want to read a book or just relax and do meditation while you do your red light therapy, versus some people are just on the go, they're on the fly, and they need that quick 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 minute treatment with their panel. And again, that's perfectly fine. We just all need to have a central place to go to find out, with my device I'm using, based on what I'm trying to treat, how long does the treatment need to be? And again, this ecosystem solves all of those issues. So again, you're going to have access to that calculator page, which again is under that protocols tab. So you'll have access to that, and that's a page you're going to want to be utilizing quite often if you're trying to produce your own protocols. So the ecosystem works where you'll have access to this Google Sheets page, which is that compendium of all those conditions with the desired dosage, and then you just take your desired dosage, plug it into that calculator, and then add the light irradiance of your device, and voila, you have the duration your treatment should be. And again, the distance is predicated on the light irradiance. And so in order to have access to that Google Sheets, which has a lot of great information, but particularly that desired dosage for a given condition, which is what you need, of course, to plug into the calculator, there's two payment options, two subscription options, either a monthly or an annual. The monthly subscription is $9.99, the annual subscription is $99.99. And again, by having access or paying for that subscription, you're going to have access to the Google Sheet, which is constantly being updated by me based on the newest and latest photobiomodulation research or just other information / research that I come upon that I hadn't seen before. I'll instantly upload it or type it into the Google Sheets, and you, the subscriber, will have instant access to that new information. And like I mentioned before, this is very much a first version release, not a beta version, but a first version. So if you have any feedback about what can make the user experience better, what information could be added, what organization could be better, please let me know, because I'll make the updates as quickly as possible to benefit the users and improve the user experience, improve the user interface, and things of that nature. And if you so happen to be a lifetime subscriber to that ebook, you're going to have the first year of this new red light therapy protocol, treatment protocol ecosystem. That first year is going to be for free. And so your email is going to be added to that Google Sheet. You'll get an email explaining all of that. So at the end of the day, I hope that you find this new protocol ecosystem very user-friendly, but most importantly, that it's individualized and nuanced to the product you own, to what you're trying to treat. And really, I hope that this ecosystem becomes ubiquitous amongst the entire red light therapy space, because it's a very savvy, very useful tool that, again, anyone and everyone using red light therapy should be using if they're looking to be nuanced and more effective with their treatments, instead of just going for that 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day paradigm. Again, red light therapy exposure is better than nothing, but again, I think we can fine-tune that and have a more sniper approach with our treatments, whether it's just you treating yourself, but especially treating clients or treating patients. This paradigm, I think, is going to be a game changer. But this went a little longer than I thought, guys, so I'm going to skip the research for today. I think this topic alone, I think, will be a good one for people to sink their teeth into. I hope it was easy to understand. I know when I was spitting out a lot of numbers, maybe it got a little hard to listen to, but I hope it made sense. I hope it's relatively intuitive, but especially once you get your hands on and start using it, you're going to see how simple and how easy, and hopefully with your treatments, how effective it is. And again, I'd appreciate your feedback, whether it's constructive criticism or appreciation, or you guys start seeing positive results with this new protocol ecosystem. But I'm going to end it here, guys. I hope you have a marvelous week. Again, I'm going to the Hydrate Summit with Tracy Dews this weekend in San Diego, and I'll be reporting back on it and what I learned in the world of water, because there's a lot of synergy. There's a lot of crossover with light and water. So I'm excited what I'm going to learn. I'll share it back with you guys next week. And until then, have a marvelous week and light up your health.
Thank you for listening to the Red Light Report. If you like what you heard today, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes and other podcast platforms to help spread the word so other people can learn about the many health, wellness, and longevity benefits of red light therapy.
If you're looking for more educational content, check out our Instagram page at biolight.shop and our YouTube channel, Biolight. I'm Dr. Mike Belkowski, and I'll see you on the next episode.